Hello, people of the internet. Welcome to Communism Cuba, where we will talk about the rise of communism in Cuba, how Cuba's political state has evolved over the years, and so on. I'm your host, Yaja. Today's episode, we'll talk about the significant leaders of Cuba in more detail, and we'll also focus mostly on Fidel Castro, his 26th of July movement, and how much he impacted Cuba. Surprisingly, there aren't that many key leaders in Cuba. The first key leader was Fulgencio Batista, the first president of Cuba for a total of 2 years. But then, he threw a coup and became a president again until 1959, after which Fidel Castro took over. Then in 2008, Fidel Castro resigned due to health problems, amongst many others. He then handed over the reins to his brother, Raul Castro. The latter helped Cuba a lot by bringing down restrictions, resuming talks with the US government, increasing travel through Cuba, and so much more. Then in 2018, Raul Castro chose not to stand for re-election, which meant that Cuba would be governed by someone other than a Castro for the first time in almost 6 decades. The current president of Cuba is Miguel Díaz-Canel. He is famously both the president of Cuba and the leader of the Cuban Communist Party. Now, focusing on Fidel Castro, perhaps the most famous of Cuba's leaders. Fidel Castro was born on August 13, 1926. He died on November 25, 2016 of natural causes. He first became a lawyer and helped the poor people of Havana. Then when Batista became president in 1952, he organized a rebellion. However, it failed, and after serving time in prison, he went to Mexico. He and other people, including Che Guevara, continued to plan to overtake Batista. This is how the 26th of July movement came to be. This movement officially began in 1955 with about 80 other people forming a small guerrilla force. The movement got its name because of an attack carried out by other freedom fighters on Cuban army barracks on July 26, 1953. From then, Fidel Castro formed many other small forces around the country that carried out political sabotage against Batista. Then in 1957 and 58, Castro recruited many middle-class people to help him in his rebellion and joined his movement with many other anti-Batista activities, which eventually formed the Integrated Revolutionary Organizations. As we all know, Fidel Castro eventually became the leader of Cuba in 1959. Soon after becoming president, he started journeying around Cuba, making social, economic, and political transformations. He launched agrarian reforms and nationalized most foreign and local businesses in Cuba. He also formed close ties with the Soviet Union. He signed a commercial agreement with the Soviet Vice Premier Anastas Mikoyan. This document was a trade agreement, making trade between the two countries much more effortless. The USSR also extended $100 million in trade credit, which Cuba mainly used on their military. Then, on January 3, 1961, the USA formally cut ties with Cuba because of their stance against the Cold War and with the USSR. Then, in 2008, Fidel Castro announced his resignation as president. On the 24th of February of the same year, his brother Raul Castro was declared the new president of Cuba. In his inauguration speech, he promised the citizens that he would remove some of the restrictions on freedom. He also removed some of his brother's appointees to modernize the Cuban government. Fidel Castro definitely played a big part in Cuba and the world's history, but was he a positive or a negative influence on the people and the country of Cuba? That's a question for you guys to think about. Anyway, look out for my next episode of Communism Cuba. Until then, I'll catch you in the next one.